Areas. This audio lesson lasts for just under 15 minutes. You will need a printout of the Diagrams for Area podcast sheet, and you might want to make notes on the sheet as we go along. A calculator will be useful for the last two examples involving circles. By the end of this recording, you will be able to state formulas for the area of rectangles, parallelograms, and circles. You will also have worked through some example calculations and will be able to describe a good strategy for finding the area of composite shapes. What is area? Area is the size of a two-dimensional surface. You measure length with a ruler, and area is actually measured with small squares, commonly square centimetres for small areas and square metres for large areas. When you paint a wall in your house, tins of paint often have the coverage written on the back of the label. Usually a litre of paint will cover 12 square metres of wall with one coat. Look around you. If you're in a room or other engineered structure, then the chances are that the surfaces around you are combinations of rectangles, parallelograms, triangles, and circles, or parts of a circle. These are the easiest shapes to make in concrete, wood, and metal in industrial quantities. In the natural world, shapes are not simple, but have a more complex, often fuzzy structure. Maths has been calculating with the simple shapes for thousands of years, but is only just finding ways of describing natural shapes like clouds and lungs and the circulatory system. The easiest shape to calculate the area for is the rectangle. Look at figure 1 on the sheet that shows a rectangle with a length of 4 centimetres and a width of 3 centimetres. As you can see by counting, there are 12 square centimetres in the rectangle. The area of the rectangle is calculated by multiplying the length by the width. A rectangle that is, for instance, 20 centimetres long and 7 centimetres wide will have an area of 20 multiplied by 7, or 140 square centimetres. A square is a special type of rectangle with four equal sides. A square of side 5 centimetres would have an area of 5 times 5 square centimetres. You can work that out by finding 5 squared. In fact, the area of a square is where the idea of square numbers came from originally. Looking at figure 2, the parallelogram is a shape that's made from two sets of parallel lines crossing at an angle, a bit like a pushed-over rectangle. A rectangle has interior angles that are right angles. The interior angles of a parallelogram are not all equal. One pair of interior angles will be acute and the other pair obtuse. Looking at figure 2 on the sheet, imagine you cut a bit off the right-hand side of the rectangle, see the triangle in dotted lines, and added the small area onto the left-hand side of the rectangle. The result is a parallelogram, but the area is the same as the rectangle we started with. We name the sides of a parallelogram slightly differently compared with the rectangle. The side called the base of the parallelogram is one measurement, and the other measurement is the perpendicular height of the parallelogram. The perpendicular height of the parallelogram is measured at right angles to the base. It is not the length of the slanting side. The area of the parallelogram is simply the base multiplied by the perpendicular height. The parallelogram shown in figure 2 has a base of 4 centimetres and a perpendicular height of 3 centimetres. Again, the area is 12 square centimetres. Your turn. Suppose I had a parallelogram with a base of 12.5 metres and a perpendicular height of 6 metres. What is the area of the parallelogram? I have 75 square metres as the answer. I doubled and halved to make the multiplication easy to do. I doubled 12.5 to get 25, and I halved 6 to get 3. So 25 times 3 gave me 75 square metres. Look at figure 3. A triangle is a parallelogram sliced in half, and so the formula is simply multiplied by a half, or divided by 2 if you prefer. For example, a triangle with a base of 10 centimetres and a perpendicular height of 5 centimeters would have an area of 0.5 times 10 times 5, which is the same as 0.5 times 50, which gives 25 square centimeters. The perpendicular height must be measured at right angles to the side you pick as the base for the formula to be valid. Your turn. Suppose the end of a roof has a triangular shape. If the base width of the roof was 8 metres and the height of the roof was 5 metres, calculate the area of the roof. My answer is 0.5 times 8 times 5, which is the same as 0.5 times 40, which gives me 20 square metres for the area of the roof. Circles have a slightly more complicated formula. Look at figure 4. Like the square, the area of a circle is related to the square of one of the dimensions. The area of a circle is given by pi times the square of the radius. For instance, the area of a circle of radius 10 centimetres is 10 squared, or 10 times 10 multiplied by 3.142, the usual value of pi we use in this course. If you work out 3.142 times 10 squared, you should get 314.2 square centimetres. We usually round the areas of the circles at the end of the question to three significant figures, so you give the answer to the question as 314 square centimetres in a test. Your turn. Find the area of a circle of diameter 10 centimetres. My answer involves remembering that because I'm given the diameter, I have to divide by 2 to find the radius. That gives me 5 centimetres as the radius of this particular circle. Proceeding with the formula, I get 3.142 times 5 squared. That's the same as 3.142 times 25, and I estimate that roughly to be a little bigger than 75 square centimetres. The full answer on my calculator is 78.55 square centimetres, or 78.6 square centimetres to three significant figures. That trick of getting a quick check or estimate by just multiplying the square of the radius by 3 can help prevent calculator grief. It is worth mentioning that you will sometimes need to find the area of half a circle or semicircle, and even the area of a quarter of a circle. The easiest way to do this is to find the area of the whole circle, then divide by either 2 or 4 as needed. Composite shapes. As mentioned earlier, man-made shapes are often formed from combinations of rectangles, triangles, and parts of circles. Now you know how to calculate each part, you need some strategy for breaking composite shapes into parts, working out the parts and putting them back together again. Look at figure 5a. The shape shown is made from a triangle and a rectangle joined together. The dotted line shows how to break the shape into a rectangle and a triangle. To work out the area of the shape, calculate the area of the rectangle first, then work out the area of the triangle, and finally add the two areas together. The trick with these questions is to find the dimensions of the shapes you've decided to use. The rectangle has dimensions of 4 centimetres and 3 centimetres. The triangle has a perpendicular height of 4 centimetres and a base of 2 centimetres. The base length has to be calculated by subtracting 3 centimetres from the total length of the shape, which is given as 5 centimetres. I calculate the rectangle to have an area of 3 times 4 centimetres, or 12 square centimetres. The triangle I find to have an area of half times 2 times 3, or 3 square centimetres. When I add those two together, I get the total area of my shape, which is 15 square centimetres. Now look at a more complex example. Look at figure 5b. A flower bed is made from two semicircles and a rectangular section. There is a square paddling pool in the centre of the flower bed. we need to find the area of the soil in the flower bed. The easiest way to do this is to calculate the area of the outside shape, then the area of the paddling pool, and to finally subtract the two areas. What is left will be the area of the soil. The outside area is made from a rectangle of dimensions 40 by 20 and the area of a whole circle. Can you find the radius of the outer circle? That's right, 10 metres. Don't fall into the diameter trap. Questions often give you diameters, which you then have to halve to find radiuses. I calculate the area of the rectangle in the outer shape as 800 square metres. And the circle has an area of 3.142 times 10 squared, or 314.5 square metres. The total area of the outer shape is the sum of these two figures, which I make to be 1,114 square metres. The paddling pool has an area of 8 squared, or 64 square metres. Subtracting the area of the paddling pool from the area of the outer shape gives me 1,050 square metres for the area of the soil. Challenge. Suppose the flower bed was surrounded by a path of width 1 metre. Can you find the dimensions of the path and calculate the area of the path? You will definitely need to draw a diagram, and this challenge is best done after the audio lesson's finished. Summary quiz. You might want to turn your notes over now and try these 5 questions. Numerical answers are given later. Question 1. Can you say or write down a formula for the area of a rectangle? Question 2. What is the area of a parallelogram of base 10 metres and perpendicular height 12 metres? Question 3. Write down the formula for the area of a triangle. Question 4. Suppose the end wall of a tent is made from a square of material with a triangle on top. The square has a side 2 metres and the triangle is 1.4 metres high. Can you calculate the area of material that's needed for the wall of the tent? Question 5. A paddling pool has a diameter of 6 metres. What is the area of the pool? Numerical answers. The parallelogram has an area of 120 square metres. The tent needs 5.4 square metres of material. And the paddling pool has an area of 28.3 square metres. That's the end of this audio lesson.